Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Looking at the market headlines this morning, economic growth rate slows to 2% as supply chain issues take toll. The rate of growth for the economy slowed to its fastest pandemic-era pace in the third quarter, according to the Commerce Department. How does that affect real estate and other things? David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homestead Financial, is here to talk about that. What's the story on the interest rates? What's going on, Dave?
They've been ticking up the past couple of months. A year ago, we were solidly entrenched in the twos. Everybody was getting a 2% loan. If you had great credit, you were looking to do a shorter term or lower your rate. And today we're solidly in the threes, still historically low. This economic news is definitely helping rates out because they kind of ran up the past 2-3 weeks, and now they're kind of sliding back down. We're not back down to the twos, but it's still a great time. We've been talking about this for the past 15 years, I think, right? Ever since 08 happened, and then, we came out in 11, then spiked, and then it went back down. We're still at historical low rates. Eventually, this economy, we're going to figure out the supply chain mishigas that we've got going on. That's an official term, Bob.
It's a real estate
It's a real estate and economic term, mishigas. Once we figure this out and the economy starts rolling, they're going to raise interest rates again. Okay, mm-hmm. It's just a fact of life. And what's going to happen is, I talked to a lady yesterday, on Saturday, 5.75. I'm like, what have you been doing? Just haven't gotten around to it. I'm like, well, let's get going before you like go into the witness protection program and completely miss this. So we're saving her like $2,000 a month. So rates are still low. It has ticked up a little bit. It has impacted our listeners' ability to buy a home, because when you qualified at 2.5 or 2.75, you were able to buy a certain amount of home. Now you're at 3.25, 3.375, maybe 3.5, depending upon your credit score and how much you're putting down. It's impacting your borrowing power. So it's putting a little calming on the housing market.
I got a question for you. My dad used to always say, can't go wrong with real estate. It's always going to go up. Is that advice out the window since we went through the housing market crash?
Yeah, you ask the people in Homewood Flossmoor right now, okay, that haven't come back, okay, in other areas of this. A lot of areas within the listening area have rebounded and rebounded very robustly and very healthily and are up 20, 30, 40%. You still have some pockets, so there's no blanket macro answer for that. Yeah, go buy real estate. You can't go wrong. Yeah, no, I'm not going to be the guy that ever says that. It's location, location, location. And right now, you've got areas like Homewood Flossmoor that is getting whacked because they've got ridiculously high real estate tax. You've got some places in McHenry and Kane County that are paying 3%. You got listeners right now paying more for real estate taxes than they are for their mortgage. Hmm. It's crazy. So it's always location, location, location. Ask any realtor, ask any real estate investment. They will tell you, be careful where you're buying. Buy someplace that you know you could get out that's showing a nice growth over history. And you probably, there's a good percentage of probability that you'll be doing okay.
What about homeowners still in forbearance? Is that impacting the market in a great big way?
In about 6 months it will. Because the safety net for those listeners out there that were in forbearance due to COVID, that's all stopped. And now the foreclosure proceedings are going to start happening. It takes about 6 months within Illinois for the foreclosures to go through nationwide. Mm-hmm. We started out with over 7 million homeowners in forbearance. It worked, right? It didn't crater the real estate market. Congratulations. Check that box. We still have 1 million of our brothers and sisters still in forbearance. If you can't make a mortgage payment after not making a mortgage payment after 18, 20 months, that servicer that has your mortgage has got the right to do something with that property and get their investment back. So foreclosures are coming. That will put an impact on the market.
I saved a minute for you here to talk about this Veterans Day sweepstakes.
That
sounds pretty interesting.
It's great. We've got Access Elevator is donating a stair lift for a veteran with mobility challenges. All you have to go to, it's a website, liftingahero.com. Liftingahero.com. So if you are a veteran, with mobility challenges or know a veteran that has mobility challenges, I believe you have until November 7th until 11:59. We're going to pick one winner. We're going to have them on my show on the 13th to announce the winner. But Access Elevator, Frank from Access Elevator, is going to be on my show this Saturday. Him and his team are giving away one complimentary stair lift. You have to go to liftingahero.com to register. Expertly installed by Access Elevator. For all you veterans out there, Veterans Day is coming up on the 11th of November. Let's not forget our veterans. And this is an unbelievable opportunity for a mobility challenged veteran that has got service-connected disabilities to go to liftingahero.com to register for a free complimentary stair lift by the experts at Access Elevator. So
very cool.
Please, yeah, great opportunity.
David Hochberg, Saturday morning after Mr. Fix-It here on the radio, and he is the new Svelte Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good one.